producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Of America Tonight. Right from the get-go, it seems like we dive right into politics, right? Kate Delaney here as your skipper, and so many of you are sending me emails along the way that have to do with politics because you think 2016, we're down to the nitty-gritty, less than a year, we will know who the nominees are for the Democrats and the Republicans. Hillary Clinton, it's hers. I can't imagine. She's the presumptive nominee, that's for sure. So I can't imagine that she's not running for the Democrats. Now it's a question of who the VP is with her. And for the Republicans, it's really still such a wide open deal. And this is interesting to watch where everybody is. Iowa maneuvering in Iowa, maneuvering in South Carolina, maneuvering in New Hampshire. And why? Because out of the gate, those are so many of the important places where you have to go, have to shake things up, and have to win those primaries. If Donald Trump goes in and he nails every single primary, how is he not, in the beginning of this thing, how is he not the nominee for the Republicans? Right now, even though poll-wise, you would look at it and say, well, he has to be him, you can't say that because we don't know that for sure. Polls are one thing. Results season is a completely different deal, which is why now more than ever in December and January especially, you're going to hear more and more campaign stops, more what I call sound bites, snippets of what's being said on the issues or attacks back and forth on other things that have been out there, whether we're talking about the border, whether we're talking about health care, whether we're talking about Donald Trump throwing something controversial out into the wind and other nominees being asked about it and then having to come up with an answer for it. So this is when it gets really interesting. Hang with us on the politics thing because you won't want to miss this. This is the crescendo of the show, but a show that affects every single one of us. And also there was some news early in the day, I don't know if you saw this or not, but Sandy Berger, who was President Bill Clinton's national security advisor, was 70 years old. And you think of Sandy Berger, and boy, lots of controversy surrounded Sandy Berger, certainly in the after Clinton years, but even during the Clinton years. But whenever you're in that role, a lot of that follows you anyway. But he was officially the national security advisor from 1997 to 2001. And you think of the Clinton years are over and the dramatic difference when the Republicans get in, Condi Rice jumps into that role after that. But one of the things that happened with Sandy Berger afterwards is so often he was quoted or asked for, just like all the television news organizations do, this is somebody who could come on and talk about policy because now his years in that role are over. But, you know, what's coming out is a lot of people like Anthony Blinken, who's the current Deputy Secretary of State and somebody who's fond of Berger, tweeted out, "More in the passing of Sandy Berger, father, husband, mentor, friend, and great patriot." He was a longtime lawyer who founded Stonebridge International, which is a Washington advisory group, which put him in the position that he ended up full on into government and his involvement with the White House. And he was the top foreign advisory during the 1992 campaign before he moved on, serving as that deputy security advisor and then eventually the national security advisor after Clinton started his second term. And if you think about his reign, I was getting to that, he oversaw the Clinton push to expand free trade in Africa and Asia, the response to the bombings, you have to go back in my mind, the U.S. embassies, remember East Africa, what happened there, the bombing of Kosovo, the peace agreement, trying to do the peace agreement thing between Israel and the Palestinians. You constantly see Berger in the middle of that. And You know, he still was a pretty active player. Then the big thing, he was fined $50,000. He was sentenced to 2 years probation. He was stripped of his security clearance for 3 years. This was because the Justice Department did an investigation, and then there was congressional hearings that followed that. Berger voluntarily gave up his license to practice law in 2007. So that's when his legacy got a little tainted, when he pled guilty to removing classified documents from the National Archives in D.C. That happened in 2004, and the Inspector General of the National Archives said that a staff member had witnessed the former NSA advisor wrapping the documents around his socks and under his pants. In the end, because it was so hard for him after going through all that, he said, I'm very sorry for what I did and deeply apologize. And, that was it for, as I said, law, etc. After all of that happened, and they went through the whole Justice Department thing, too, as well. So Sandy Berger, dead at the age of 70. Sandy Berger, dead at the age of 70. Again, a big wow. And coming up later this week, and something that's worth talking about, is Janet Yellen, the Federal Reserve Chairman. And I stick with politics here for a second, and politics that affect all of us, because why do you care? America Tonight is about the buzz in the backyard. What affects you? So now, in back-to-back appearances, what's going to happen with the chair? Could this ultimately mean that we see, you know, a case for an interest rate hike? And whenever there's an interest rate hike, what does that do to us? What does that do to the economy in your little world? I say your little world because I'm saying backyard. And the answer is it can be a lot. She's going to take the stage at the Economic Club of Washington on Wednesday, and the market is expecting what's going to happen, and we'll see what happens on the market based on what she, you know, ultimately says. But the big thing is that she's got the push on the December 15th, 16th policy meeting, the Fed's policy meeting, but now she's got these public appearances, and what she says in these public appearances, this economic group, and then before the Joint Committee of Congress, is huge, because recent data on consumer spending and manufacturing have caused a lot of analysts to prepare or to pare back estimates of economic growth, and global trends have definitely weighed heavy on the Fed's, what the Fed is looking at, for about a year or so now. So what is Yellen going to come up with, and what is that going to do to the markets? What is that going to do to the economy? Throw in the U.S. jobs outlook, which, according to numbers, continues to be strong, but I say it's kind of a false bottom. And you've got Friday's monthly employment report that'll show about 200,000 additional jobs. So let's wait and see with whether or not we're going to see this rate hike. And I think, you know, you're probably going to see that. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way next on America Tonight.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I heat up, I can't cool down.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging with you, as I say, across this great nation and beyond. As I got a nice email from Brita and her crew in Germany, apparently listening to America Tonight. She promises to call the show, and she's trying to get the show. We'll see. Kate on the road to take us to Germany. I can think of a lot of interesting places to go and visit in Germany, that's for sure. I've had friends that have lived there, and they used to talk about the Autobahn. But now I think I could be wrong about this, but they were telling me how they reduced the speed limit on the Autobahn because it used to be that free-for-all where you could drive, you know, seemingly past the sound barrier, and it didn't matter. And that was one of the great things about the Autobahn is it didn't matter. You could drive however fast you preferred. But now they started to have accidents, and because of those accidents, they changed what was the wild, wild German open road. When at least on the Autobahn, where the speed limit didn't matter, and it'd be interesting to go to Germany to take the show to Germany, obviously for a lot of historical reasons, and there is, as I said, depending on where you go in Germany, so many interesting places to maneuver, I think, and to see, and the history that we could bring you there would be rather interesting, to say the least. By the way, on this show, so you know, we are trying to get Donald Trump as a guest. I hear every week we're getting closer and closer and closer. We'll see how close we come, let's put it that way. Right at the top, let's go to our pal Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas, how are you?
Hey, can you hear me, Kate?
I got you loud and clear.
Well, it's another attack on America, and last I heard, one of the guys was a Farouk Saeed, which is a common Amish name in Pennsylvania. No, it isn't, is it? You know, it's a funny thing, Kate, because I and anyone who was listening on the face of the earth, including ISIS, knew this guy's name. But CNN wouldn't put it out. Fox wouldn't put it out. No one would put it out until hours after.
Yeah, and they just put it out. Like, CNN just used it as a breaking news deal and said, and talked about, as you said, Saeed Farouk. They just now did that a few moments ago.
Yeah, and the thing is, the whole world was listening and probably recording the live communications of the San Bernardino Police Department. Now, you're going to tell me that most people, when they think of 9/11, they think of 2001. But the first 9/11 was in 1993, you know?
Yeah, the World Trade Center, yeah.
They almost blew it up then.
Yeah.
That would have been worse because the whole thing would have come down because it was a bomb in the basement. A huge bomb. And that would have killed everybody instantly. You know, you would have had, instead of 3,000, you would have had 10,000 dead. But the thing is, all this time, let's see, from 93 to 2015, and so over 20 years, and our police are still using, you know, out in the open communications. You could hear, so everybody in the world, all right, that was on the internet that had this little link to the police department could hear them saying, suspect's name is Farouk Saeed. And then later on they said, when they identified one of the bodies, they said, Arabic woman Arabic, just like that, unquote. You know? And so, but, you know, this is not the way to treat people that are in a democratic government, you see. This is the way you would treat a prison population, where you would not tell them what's going on. But the power that we have is that every little one of us has a brain, and every little one of us is free and is independent and has liberty. And if you tell the people, we need your help, we're looking for this person, for real life, boom,
right.
Let's find him. And the reason they found these people is, and I was listening to the cops. One cop said, all right, we've got an ID, and we found an ID. And I don't know where they found the ID, if it was a dead person or you know, somebody dropped a wallet. I don't know what. But they said, go to Redwood, which is where they supposedly found these two people. One of them was a woman, and then supposedly they drove away from there, and then they got caught. But, you know, this is not the way to treat the American people. Okay, look, in World War II, we had it a lot worse. We lost the Pacific Fleet. We had 3,000 dead sailors in Hawaii. You know, we were fighting the Germans and the Japanese. The Japanese were crashing planes into anything they could find. All right.
Right.
You know what? You know what? Not one American took one shoe off one foot during the whole World War. No one had to take their shoes off to go on a plane.
Right. Right.
But
right.
But now we do. And why is that? Because the onus, the enforcement, the force that the American government is putting is not on the enemy. It's on the American citizen. You see?
Yeah.
You know? And we need to remember what deterrence is. In other words, if they hit you one time, you hit them 10,000 times, and then let them do the math. Now, you don't have to kill 10,000 people, but you know what? You blow up 100 oil wells every time there's an attack on the United States, you know, and they're going to get the message. You know? You have to deter them. You have to show them that it costs too much.
To do that. Yeah.
And people say, oh, we're good Muslims. And we're moderate Muslims. Moderate don't count for anything. You know what? In Japan and World War II, there were millions of moderate Japanese, but they went with the flow. The same in Germany. Millions of moderate Germans, they went with the flow. Because moderates, what did they do? They go with the flow. They don't count. But
yeah,
if you make life You know, so you have
if you make it difficult, absolutely, if there are barriers, if you make it difficult, what a difference that can make. Tomas, thanks for the call. Obviously, he's wound up, too. And so everybody knows, as he was diving into this, we didn't even tell you the story. What happened in Los Angeles, if you don't know, horrific thing. He's talking about Saeed Frauk, who is the guy who is the suspect, his brother-in-law. Farahan Khan told reporters he had no idea why he would do something like this. I have absolutely no idea. What did he do? Police say 14 people were killed, 17 hurt. And what were they doing? They were at a health department holiday party. So he was shot. You know, two suspects were shot dead after the cops chased them in the black SUV. The ATF said that one of the guns used in the shooting was purchased legally and traces back to someone who's believed to be in connection with the shooting. And they're piecing this all together. One of the other suspects in the shooting, the one that we talked about, Saeed Frauk, is an inspector with the county health department who left the center before the shootings. They were talking about that. And then, you know, ultimately was surrounded and, boy, oh, boy, you know, they surrounded his house. And it was the house where the chase began that led to the shootout with the people in the SUV. So that's why they were trying to figure it all out. Saeed Frauk is supposedly a U.S. citizen, so there was a gun battle with the cops. That's basically what happened. And how sad is this? A holiday party at the Center for People with Developmental Disabilities. That's what we're talking about, specifically San Bernardino. And it happened late, you know, Wednesday, a mass shooting. When I say late, the violence really started at just before noon at 11 in the morning. And, you know, again, this was this holiday party, and at least two shooters opened fire. 17 people hurt. So 14 people dead. 17 people hurt. 17 people hurt. I mean, absolutely barbaric. At one point during the shootout and the chase, not to confuse you, the SUV stopped and they threw something out the window that looked like a bomb. Can you imagine? So it's been mass chaos. Stay with us. Coming up next, we talk to Ivan Eland about something completely different. Stay with us.
I'm Rick Ostick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? And that's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Joining us now on America Tonight, Ivan Elin, Senior Fellow and Director of the Center on Peace and Liberty, the Independent Institute. He writes for the Huffington Post, his latest piece, Reality and Illusion in American Politics. Boy, oh boy, that title's so potent. When I just say that, what are you thinking of out there, America? I'm telling you, it's a lot of what we've been talking about here on the show for a very, very long time, especially this cartoonishness of what's going on with these campaigns, and we're seeing that we're on the verge of yet another Republican debate on the 15th, and you have Donald Trump who's maneuvering and saying, I might not do it. I might charge CNN $5 million. I talked about what would Jeff Zucker do as the president of CNN if they were held hostage by Donald Trump. Ivan, as always, thanks so much for joining us on the show. So I love the title because it's so true. There's just so much rhetoric. There's so much spin. You talk about it. And as you say, the gotcha moments, it's sort of like bizarro reality TV, but it's not really the reality of what's going on. Is there kind of a weird disconnect here?
Yeah, well, people in general, life does not mirror TV. We think TV is what really happens, even on TV news. You know, it's the out of the ordinary thing. And I think the campaigns are even more distorted. They're usually distorted by the gotcha moments, you know, focusing on trivial thing like, how many Muslims celebrated after 9/11, or, you know, whatever the issue is of the day that's kind of stupid, but it's controversial, you know, it's sensational. But of course, it's worse this time with Donald Trump. And that's the reality, I think, that we have more theatrics, and everybody watches their own news. The conservatives watch Fox. the liberals watch MSNBC, and probably mainstream people watch the center-left broadcast networks and CNN. But everybody thinks you know, it polarizes the country. But when you look at what happens, the policies of the Bush administration look really similar when you get down. And of course, liberals and conservatives would be appalled. But if you look at the actual policies of both presidents, they don't really differ that much, both domestically and foreign policy-wise. A liberal Democrat, Barack Obama, supposedly a conservative Republican, George Bush, and what you get is the same thing. So that's why voters get madder and madder, and the rhetoric is polarized, but the policy continues to be the same thing. And I think voters on both ends of the spectrum and now in the middle are getting angrier and angrier, and that's the Donald Trump phenomenon.
Boy, yeah, that, no kidding about that.
I think
that.
It's Bernie Sanders on the other side. People are angry on that side as well. Not quite as angry, but certainly they're wanting to vote for other than a mainstream candidate.
Yeah, absolutely. You talk about in your piece about the Electoral College, and this is something we always tackle, I shouldn't say always, but we tackle a bunch on America Tonight. And you talk about that because of demographics, has it transferred the intrinsic, as you call it, Electoral College advantage from the Republicans to the Democrats. So is that what has happened here with the Democrats because of the popular vote, et cetera, that they keep nailing that in the elections?
Well, I think the demographics have helped them on the popular vote. They've won the last 5 out of 6 popular votes. And I think with the Electoral College exception in 2000, I think they've also gotten now an Electoral College advantage because the Mountain West is becoming, and even the South, in a couple, you know, a few more elections, Texas may go Democratic because of the increased Hispanic population, if you can believe that. So the Southwest is becoming, those states are becoming more and more Hispanic. And, of course, the Republican Party is based on, and is now run, I would say, by white-collar white guys. And, of course, those guys are shrinking in the population. And the business wing of the party still votes Republican. But, of course, they're appalled by the Trump phenomenon and the Ben Carson phenomenon and the Ted Cruz phenomenon. You know, three of the four leading candidates are anti-establishment candidates. And so I think, you know, this is it's a new world out there. And but unfortunately for the Republicans, Donald Trump is sort of destroying the party because the mainstream Republicans, the business wing of the party, they want to brush immigration under the rug, or, you know, of course they would really like a favorable immigration like the Liberal Democrats and the Democratic Party would, but of course they're not going to get that, so they just want to push the issue under the rug. But of course this is Trump's major issue, and so he's highlighting these issues that the Republicans party doesn't want to showcase because they're afraid it'll hurt them in the general election. And of course women's issues are right up there as well, that Trump is tromping around on a lot of that territory too.
Yeah, and you say that really if you look in reality that voters will be voting on Obama's record, not the Democrats and the Republican candidates that are running in 2016. Why is that?
Well, I think it's not just me that says that. A lot of experts in academia, the presidential election is usually a referendum on the current administration. If you don't like the current administration, you're probably going to vote Republican this time. If you do like it, you're okay with it, you'll probably vote Democratic for Hillary. So it's not just really the candidates. The candidates do matter a bit, but I think overall experts would say it's usually a referendum on the current administration. In 2008, I'm not sure that McCain could have done anything to win that election over Obama simply because George Bush was so unpopular, and that was really a referendum on George Bush's 8 years in office, and I think this one is going to be a referendum on Obama's 8 years.
Yeah, so it is coattails. You know, we use that expression about coattails, and, you know, just a couple of, well, maybe a month or so ago, six weeks, we were talking about Biden and what would happen if Biden got into the race, and who would he stump for? Would it be for his VP, or would it be for Hillary Clinton? clearly, is Hillary Clinton the just now again the presumptive nominee of the Democratic Party?
Yeah, I think so, unless she makes a big mistake or gets in trouble over this email legally, which I don't think is probably going to happen. And I think Biden, the biggest threat to her, I think, was Biden, because that would have made the race competitive, because Bernie Sanders would take a chunk and Biden would take a chunk of the same voters that Hillary wanted, and so it would divide up the moderate voters, and then you'd have one liberal candidate, two moderate candidates, and it would be a free-for-all. But I think she's sort of beaten that back. I mean, and there's a liberal challenge from Bernie Sanders, but I don't think he's going to be satisfactory to the main party. So I think, that way the Democrats are in better shape than the Republicans at this point.
Do you think, I say this all the time, too, because people say, it doesn't matter how I vote, or my spouse will cancel out my vote, so we're not going to vote. Why do you think, is it because of, are we disenfranchised that we don't want to vote? How come we don't have more numbers of people going to vote?
Well, I think to some extent there's two reasons, and they're opposites. The first of all, when you really get people to vote is when they think the election really matters for them. And I think a lot of people just think the federal government is so big and distant that they're only one vote in the system, so they don't. And that may be a rational reason not to vote, because they're probably right. Their vote really doesn't count. But a lot of people want to vote to register their protests and that stuff, and so that's still good. The other reason is that in a lot of countries, when they have their first democratic election after being an autocracy, you see people coming out 70, 80, 90% of the people voting, because voting is very important. In our society, we're kind of fat and happy here, so our voting over time has gone down. Now, if you saw a big crisis in this country, and I mean a big crisis, I think you'd see a lot more people go out to vote if they thought it really mattered. But I think they don't really think it matters that much, or they feel that they really can't affect the distant federal government with their lonely vote. So I think that reduces the participation, and the voter may not necessarily be irrational by that, because I think there's something truth to it. You really have to be a civic-minded person to go out on a Tuesday. I mean, if we always hear people, they complain about the turnout, but if we really wanted to have a bigger turnout, we would vote on the weekends, not on Tuesday, because and of course there's voter suppression efforts by the Republicans, I think, which that's another thing that we wouldn't tolerate as well. So when we say there's always this civic go out and vote, and despair over the lower voting numbers, but then they really don't do anything to correct the problem. So I think voters get more and more angry and dissatisfied. Usually when voters are angry, though, you do get a bigger turnout than when they're not.
Yeah, boy, that's the truth. Hey, last one. How much of a chance do you give Donald Trump to be there in what I call with the primaries the results season?
Well, I think he may possibly get the nomination. I think they have to stop him in Iowa, because he's doing better in New Hampshire than he is in Iowa. But even if they do stop him in Iowa, he'll continue on, and he's got plenty of money. And I think, he could now end up with a Republican nomination, which I think the Republican Party is really fearing, because they fear that he won't win the election, and he'll be sort of like a reverse McGovern in 1972, where the whole party goes down. And in this case, they're worried about losing the Senate and losing some of the state houses that they've gained. The Republicans have done pretty well at the state and local level and are both controlling Congress, but the party's worried about losing some of that if Trump gets the nomination.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Ivan Elin, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Don't ask me to move a mountain. Don't ask me to swim the sea. Don't think that I'm a tower of strength. Don't lean too much on me.
Did you know? know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Last segment for this hour of America Tonight. Oh, what a day. I said on my Facebook, a Lady Liberty weeping. Awful in California, as Tomas called and was talking about that, and this massacre at a county office building in Southern California where 17 people are injured, 14 are killed, is just astounding. I guess I shouldn't say astounding. It's unbelievably sad, that's for sure. And then the shootout, and two suspects killed in that shootout with police. And right now, and I double checked this earlier in the day, I checked on this, and of course they're not saying much about it, but the FBI is not ruling out terrorism. Some family members are saying they're stunned, they can't believe that this has happened, and they're saying they'd never seen anything like this out of their relatives, you know, meaning Fayed Sayouk, one of the suspects who was killed, doesn't do anything for those family members who, when they heard about it, because of course it was blasted all over the place, and then ultimately car chases are always huge in LA anyway, but family members on edge trying to figure out whether or not their sons or daughters were killed, trying to reach relatives inside after shooters had killed those people because, you know, knowing they worked in those buildings. And you got to think this is people who worked with children with disabilities who were now, sadly, sitting ducks. More than 600 people total work in the Inland Regional Center. They have a community that they serve of about 30,000 people with disabilities, which the disabilities are from, you know, autism to cerebral palsy to epilepsy to, you know, so many other things, meaning too, across the spectrum demographically, newborn babies to people who are in their later stages of life in their 90s. You know, pretty much a lot of what you're talking about is social workers trying to help adults find places of employment, trying to find some kind of transportation and housing. And it's, boy, it's just nerve-wracking, awful, and just damn a shame for those families. Because I always go back to the victims. I feel like I'm a broken record, and we're saying this over and over again. But that's what it's like. I mean, even one person described that she had gotten a text from a relative who said there was a shooting at work and she was scared. You know, and there was somebody that they found when the police were combing the building. There was somebody they found in a closet, and eventually that person who was so scared was found in the closet and pulled out to safety. But too many faces. Too many sad stories to count. 14 dead and 17 injured. I mean, what is it going to take? What is it going to take? So now this California attack is the latest, not shocking, but is the latest in a deadly mass shooting in our country. And if we re-rack this, and I'm thinking in my head out loud some of what we've seen in the past, and I say this, you should not have to go to work in fear for your life. You should not have to go to church in fear for your life. You should not have to go to school and fear for your life. It's just not right. And the shooters had military-style gear. They opened fire at this center where the party was happening in San Bernardino, California. And the motive is unknown. Terrorism is not ruled out at this point. And you think of this year. Think in October. The shooting that happened there. And how many people were killed. Think of the church in Charleston. You had 10 people dead, 7 people wounded in Oregon. You had 9 people killed in that church in Charleston, South Carolina. And this is all this year. And, of course, we could go back in history, but, boy, what a unbelievably horrible, dim, sad day for the people of this country, and certainly for the people who had family members that happened to work in that facility, and they're having a Christmas party. So, you know, they're, like I said, sitting ducks is the best way to put it. And whenever something like this happens, then the question becomes guns. It turns into the gun war, frankly. And if somebody had a gun, and what are the rules, and, you know, the back and forth of guns and our relationships to guns in this country, and how laws are different from state to state. In fact, we're going to have some experts coming up next week to talk about that. We may have one on our next show that's trying to work out a schedule, a scheduling change, but the fallout from this is enormous when you think about it. I mean, just absolutely enormous. Where can you carry a gun? And where can you not? so you don't have the protection of that. If you want to weigh in, you know you always can here on America Tonight, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. To be sure, as we always say that this is about the buzz in the backyard, there are certainly some other big, bad, burning wheels of politics turning to talk about here on ATN, and that's that we get another poll that comes out. And this time in the poll, Carson, Ben Carson, is starting to fade a little more. But don't get confused. I mean, is this the, I saw a headline today, is this the end of Ben? I didn't think Carson would be there in the end, so it doesn't surprise me if he starts to fade out. But still, you know, Trump is still on top in this latest national Republican poll. And Rubio keeps getting hotter, and Trump is still Trump. He's still on top. You know, you think of October, and Carson polled at 23%, just shy of Trump's 24% in the Quinnipiac poll. And Marco Rubio now has moved into second place, a significant move for him. While the former Florida governor, Jeb Bush, still in single digits at 5%. Trump has 27%. Rubio, 17%. Ben Carson, 16%. So it's been a massive, really, drop for him. Donald Trump is just ironclad. He is the golden touch. And once again, in the Quinnipiac poll, he continues to lead and be on top. Now, this has been for over 6 months. He's certainly not a flash in the pan. Will he be standing there in the end? And you can bet that the issue of guns, it has been brought up, but it will be brought up even more this next time around on the 15th for the debate because of now what's happened in California. I started off the show and I was talking about Sandy Berger and thinking of Sandy Berger and how his reputation, if you want to say that, was dented, I guess, at the end for stealing documents. But the former national security advisor, dead at the age of 70. There was a guy who had a lot of power, certainly in the Clinton White House, until he got in trouble over mishandling classified documents. He, by the way, died of cancer. He was suffering from cancer. Thanks so much, as always, for listening to America Tonight.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.